had an occasion yesterday as we were leaving Mount Pleasant to glance over to the side of the highway, and I saw a sign with two words on it. It had red letters, and it said, "Remember Jesus." And I thought, that's a lot to think about in just two words, but wanted to think about maybe the question of why it's important to remember Jesus. This morning, I want us to think about how that we should not forget Jesus. I don't know if that was part of some, seasonal campaign that sign was placed there along the interstate, or if that's something that some pilgriming traveler just happened to tack up beside the pasture or the pine trees, but it was there in plain sight, and it jogged some thoughts, and went ahead and made it home and got this outline together, thinking about that question: why should we remember Jesus? So if you'll follow along in your Bibles with me, we'll notice some texts. I want us to turn to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1 is where the great work of Isaiah, in writing at least, begins. And as we consider the words and the context of these people who lived, again, the 700 years before the time of Christ, it is important for us to think about how it's still relevant for us today. That, in fact, what God is telling his people is still fresh for our generation. Isaiah chapter 1, let's look at verses 3 and 4. It says, "The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, and my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forgotten the Lord, and they have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger, and they are gone away backward." Now we focus on the illustration that's used in verse number 3 with the ox and the ass, and he's talking about how that these animals are known for recognizing. They're known for remembering. They're known for their behavior in view of certain things. You know, I've enjoyed getting on YouTube from time to time, and lately I've seen some videos about, this animal recognizes his owner from so many years ago, and you'll see them expressing, animal-type joy in these videos. And you'll see them showing themselves to be happy to be in the presence of these that have cared for them and helped them in difficult times. And so many years ago, they still remember. And, I read Black Beauty. I liked it. But, I don't know how accurate that is or anything. But it is true. Nevertheless, as the prophet says in verse 3, the ox knows his owner. And it is also true that Israel ought to know his master. Israel ought to know. The people ought to recognize the Lord. And they have forgotten. They have turned aside to something else. He says it's a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, and children that are corruptors that have forsaken the Lord. They have chosen to forget God. And we can read of some in the New Testament likewise that do the same things, that forget God, and they retain not God in their knowledge. But here Isaiah says this to his own people in his own generation here in verses 3 and 4. And we think about the words of Jesus in John chapter 4. You remember what John records for us in John chapter 4 with Jesus and the woman at the well. He says, "You worship, you know not what. You worship, you know not what." And he says, "But we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." That's verse 22, right before he says that God requires the worshipers, the true worshipers, to worship him in spirit and in truth. He talks about how that the idolatry that was actually already present in the days of Isaiah was still a problem in his own day, that is Jesus' day, these 700 years later. You don't know what you're worshiping because you have turned aside from what God has said. You've turned aside from the way God has revealed himself. You've turned aside from following his commandments, and you have turned aside to something else. You've forsaken the Lord. That's a great message from Isaiah. It's blunt, it's plain, it's easy to understand. You've turned aside from the Lord, and you're doing something else. Remember Jesus is a great lesson for us to consider as we go through life. We must remember Jesus. We must not forget Jesus. First of all, as he has been revealed, as he has revealed himself, as the agent of our creation. In John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 says, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You look on down to verses 9 through 12 of the same chapter. John chapter 1, verses 9 through 12 says that Jesus is the true light. Capital L in my Bible. He was the true light. Not John the Baptist, but Jesus is the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world knew him not, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to him, them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's John chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. Interesting that when the writers of the New Testament spoke of Jesus in his capacity before being incarnated as the son of Mary, the son of God, then we also have Hebrews 1, verses 2 and 3. That says that God has spoken unto us in these last days by his Son. He's appointed heir of all things, and whom he also made the worlds by. And it says, and he was the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and they uphold all things by the word of his power, and he had by himself purged our sins, Jesus did. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. We should remember, we must not forget, Jesus, as he has done the work he was sent to do, as he has been the agent of our creation, and he has shown his love for us in many different ways. We must not forget Jesus, as he is the resurrection and the life, and he declared himself to be just this. John chapter 11, he spoke to Lazarus' sisters. And he said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And then proceeded to demonstrate just how much that was the case. He is the resurrection. He could tell Lazarus in the grave, come forth. And he did. Revelation 1 verse 18 says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So it's Jesus that is to be seen in this capacity. He is the one that has this great power. He is the one that will execute the will of God in raising those that will be raised. He has, as he says, the keys of hell and of death. He is alive forevermore. Look also at 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, let's look at this together, especially in our Bibles, as we think about what Paul would tell Timothy and how he should exercise himself in the capacity of an evangelist. He uses another figure, another illustration, like Isaiah did, but it's interesting that we can relate to this so well, being those that have taken the armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6, being those that would follow the commandments and the orders of the Lord. Here, this is especially relevant to us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. It says, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard among me, or of me, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier, And if a man strive also for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. And the husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits, partaker of the fruits. And verse 7, consider what I say, and the Lord shall give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Now, we were studying in Bible class this morning here in the auditorium, Acts chapter 13, how that Paul proclaimed the gospel. He preached the word of God, and he did indeed say this very thing, didn't he? There in Antioch of Pisidia. Jesus Christ of the seed of David. He mentioned that. He was raised from the dead according to my gospel. God raised him up. But we think about the way we ought to remember Jesus. And certainly that is said here in verse 8. Remember Jesus. He was raised from the dead. He is the resurrection and the life. He also said in John chapter 14, just a couple of chapters later, after he makes that statement in chapter 11, a few chapters later, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not just the resurrection and the life, but he is the way, the truth, and the life. We remember Jesus. And we remember him as he has revealed himself. We remember him as he directs us in this life. We remember him as he will return. We know he will return. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. What was said to the apostles that watched him ascend? And the men that were there appeared with them. These angels, what did they say to these in verse 11? He shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. He shall so come. Look also Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 and verses 17 through 20. It's interesting that it's kind of just thrown in here in this passage as a matter of somewhat relevant idea or detail, but Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 20 does state that Jesus is coming again. He's coming from heaven specifically. But Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 20 says, brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example, or in its ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things for our conversation. That's what the King James says. Citizenship or commonwealth might be a better translation. Is in heaven, verse 20. From whence, in heaven, we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our vile body, verse 21, anew. Or he will change our vile body that it may be fashioned like his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. We remember Jesus as he is coming again. He will do great things. And as he is to bring those, as is stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, with him, as we also read about in the epistle to the Thessalonian brethren. Let's turn over there real quick. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. We read about certain things that Jesus will do. He is going to descend from heaven with a shout. Chapter 4, verse 16, 1 Thessalonians. And with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We remember Jesus. And we look forward to his coming. We have observed in the Lord's Supper that statement, hopefully on the front of the table, where it says, this do in remembrance of me. We remember Jesus. We think about what he has done for us. We think about how that we are living. We think about the way he will indeed come again. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. And the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Revelation 1 verse 7 says, he comes with clouds and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. And it's plain enough language. It's plain enough for us to also look at 2 Peter chapter 3 and understand that people will look at this and say, not going to happen. People look at this and they're mockers. And they'll say, all things continue as they have from the beginning. There's not going to be any end. But that's not what Jesus says. It's not what the Bible says about Jesus. And we ought to remember him, again, as he has revealed himself and as he should be looked for to come again. So as we would conclude the lesson, we think about the remembering of Jesus as our Creator. We remember Jesus as the point we just looked at, as he will come again. And we remember Jesus as he is the resurrection and the life. And we think about these things in conclusion. It is up to us to draw, I think, make some application. Just like what Peter says, in view of all these things that will come to pass, in view of all the factors involved when Jesus comes again, what manner of persons ought you to be? That's some good application language there. What manner of persons ought you to be? We ought to be looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord. We ought to be examining ourselves day by day to see whether Christ is in us, whether we can identify with the statement that Paul made, Galatians 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You can't live that way without remembering Jesus. He was crucified. He was put to death for our sins. We cannot worship Jesus without remembering him as he has been revealed. It's true, we can't believe in him except we learn of him as he has been revealed. And by that, I mean how it's talked about in the Bible, how he has been talked about according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, how he is talked about by the apostles afterward as they would preach the gospel. We know how he revealed himself also in the book of Revelation and the way that we can find such things to be beneficial as we remember Jesus and seek to live as we should. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Hereby, 1 John 2, verse 3, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. James chapter 2 talks about how that we can show our faith by our works. Paul also talks about how that we're destined to be outcasts. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Reprobates if we do not live in such a way as shows Christ in us. We can't live as we ought to live without remembering Jesus. If you've learned of Jesus, remember Jesus. If you've learned how that he is the Son of God and how that he came to this world, John 3:16, to save you and me, remember Jesus. If you have learned how that he loved us so much that he went to the cross for our sins, remember Jesus. And we can all be better people, a people that are accepted by God, a people that look forward to heaven when he comes again. If you have a need this morning to be or a subject to the invitation of our Lord Jesus Christ, he does call all those who would believe on him to render obedience to him. We remember from Matthew chapter 7 how that he did teach as one that had authority. He mentioned that in class also. And he does have all authority. Matthew 28 verse 18. He does leave instructions and commandments for us. We seek to fulfill his will. We seek to do what he would have us to do. We recognize him and his great capacity as the Son of God, as we, 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, keep his commandments. But if you have the need to make your life right, won't you let it be known while we stand and sing.